Psalm 23, the shepherd who stalks you in mercy. Psalm 22 placed us at the cross, dereliction turning into worldwide praise. Psalm 23 feels like a soft meadow after that violence, but it is not a sentimental poem for quiet days. It is a survival song for people who live between threats. In the ancient world, to call God shepherd was not to picture a hobby farm. It was to name a ruler. Kings in the Near East loved the title shepherd of the people. David dares to say, the true king does not merely use us, he leads us. 1. I shall not want is not denial, it's a new economy. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. New International Version. The Hebrew behind lack is about deficiency, not desire. David is not claiming he has no cravings, he is confessing he has no ultimate shortage. That is a direct challenge to Pharaoh thinking, life built on stockpiles, control, and anxiety. Shepherd life cannot be managed from a spreadsheet. You receive the day as pasture, not as possession. Cross-reference Philippians 4:11-13. Green pastures in Judah are often thin, seasonal patches. The miracle is not lushness, it is enoughness. God's provision is frequently unromantic and faithful. 2. The valley, when God stops being talked about and starts being addressed. Notice the grammar change. In verses 1 to 3, God is He. In verse 4, in the valley of the shadow of death, better, deep darkness, Hebrew Tzalmavet, God becomes you. Suffering often burns away religious commentary and leaves direct speech. The shadow implies a light source nearby. Shadows are proof you are not abandoned. Cross-reference Isaiah 9-2, Romans 8:35-39. Your Western eye may miss that shepherds carried both rod, protection, counting, correction, and staff, support, guidance. Comfort is not God making you feel safe, it is God making you kept. 3. The table. God's hospitality is defiance. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is not a private dinner. In Middle Eastern culture, a host's table is a public claim. This person is under my protection. God does not remove the conflict. He establishes covenant care inside it. Then the images blend. Shepherd becomes host. You anoint my head with oil. For a guest, this is honor. For sheep, oil soothed wounds and drove off parasites. God tends both your dignity and your irritation, the visible and the hidden. 4. The most shocking line, mercy hunts you. Surely your goodness and love will follow me. The verb can mean pursue, raiduf. The word used for enemies chasing a fugitive. Psalm 23 dares to say, the thing on your trail is not finally your past, your fear, or your adversary. It is Hesed, steadfast covenant love, closing the distance. Jesus fulfills this shepherd king claim, John 10:11, Ezekiel 34:11-16. And Revelation dares to say the lamb becomes our shepherd, Revelation 7:17. The throne is not far from the flock. Song to pray with, the king of love my shepherd is, Henry W. Baker. Prayer. Lord Jesus, shepherd and host, retrain my hunger until I can call enough what you provide. In my deep darkness, turn my he into you. Set your table where I feel surrounded, and let your pursuing mercy overtake me until my whole life becomes a home for your name. Amen.